From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
It was an act of pure evil.
President Donald Trump speaking on Monday. People are waiting online for as long as 8 hours in Las Vegas to donate blood to the victims of the worst mass shooting in American history. A gunman identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show Sunday night before killing himself as police closed in. President Trump led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House to remember the victims, and then he spoke.
I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and all of the first responders for their courageous efforts and for helping to save the lives of so many.
Stephen Paddock shot from a hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, located across the street from the outdoor concert. 59 people were killed. 527 were wounded or injured. The Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo says along with the 19 weapons found in the hotel room, 18 more guns, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammunition were found in Paddock's home in Mesquite. Along with gunshot wounds, the injuries included being trampled and hurt trying to climb over fences to get away. Police and federal investigators still do not know why Paddock shot the people. Then Lombardo, the sheriff, said we don't know what his belief system was at this time. Investigators say Paddock had a girlfriend but believe she is in Japan and was not involved. This is VOA News. More than 16 people are reported dead in twin suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital, Damascus. The country's interior minister told reporters that two terrorists attacked the police station in the Al-Midan neighborhood of Damascus with a number of bombs on Monday before one of them blew himself up. He said the other bomber made it inside the compound where police killed him, causing his bomb to explode. There has been no claim of responsibility. Movement in Cameroon's two English-speaking regions remains restricted following deadly unrest Sunday, as activists took to the streets demanding independence. Local media report as many as a dozen people were gunned down by security forces. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA from the city of Bamenda.
An uneasy calm reigned Monday in Bamenda, a city of 500,000 in northwestern Cameroon. The military was deployed to Bamenda and other towns to stop Anglophone separatist groups from declaring independence on October 1st as threatened. Under government restrictions, no one can enter or leave the northwest and southwest regions of the country. Within those regions, people cannot move outside in groups of more than three. However, on Sunday, tens of thousands of people across the two English-speaking zones defied the restrictions and came out to rally for independence. Separatist groups did not declare independence, but their supporters hoisted the blue and white flag of their would-be nation called Ambazonia in road junctions and some public buildings. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Bamenda.
And our top story of the hour and of the day. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 59 people and wounding more than 527 others. It is, as we noted earlier, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police are identifying the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Nevada. Police entered the man's hotel room and found him dead. They say he was shooting at concertgoers on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino. They also found numerous weapons in his room and at his home. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.